the main text of the Haggadah for Pesach is Pesach Matzah Umaror, right? These we have to say. So even if, let's say, there's a new mother with a baby and she's nursing and she can't be at the Seder the whole time, she has to be there for that part, or she has to say that part as part of the Seder. Pesach Matzah Umaror. So Rav Moshe Feinstein gives a very Musadik, very ethical teaching from what we can learn on an everyday basis from the concept of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. What's Pesach? That Hashem Pesach, He passed over. He passed over our houses. Matzah is that the bread didn't have time to rise, so we left with matzah. And Maror, to realize that our life was embittered. So Rav Moshe teaches us, each one should teach us something on an ethical level in our service to Hashem. Pesach should teach us that just like Hashem passed over us in Egypt, there are many times where the Malach HaMavet, the angel of death, passes over us in our everyday lives, and sometimes we're not even aware of it. Sometimes we just missed an accident. Sometimes something fell and it just missed us, a car accident. Two cars came very, very close but just missed us. And we just drive by, and sometimes you don't even realize these things happening. And we must realize that these things are happening every day in our lives, and Hashem is making these miracles on a daily basis. That's what we learn from Pesach. Matzah, we should learn that even though, if let's say things aren't going well for you in your life, and things aren't good right now, but you need to believe that at any second, all of a sudden, things could get better. Sometimes things just work out overnight, and that's what we learn from Matzah. That just to keherify, and all of a sudden, the redemption comes in a flash of an eye. And we need to think like that in everything. So even when things are bad, and they look like they're going to stay bad, we need to have a certain amount of faith, or a lot of faith, that at any moment, all of a sudden, everything's going to be good. And Maror teaches us the opposite, that because Maror, we say that if we eat the chasa, it starts out with a sort of a sweet taste, but it leaves a bitter taste in our mouth. The same thing would happen when the Jews went to Egypt. When Bnei Yisrael went to Egypt, the first life was good for them. Yosef was there, he set them up, got them a neighborhood. Things were good. But then things got worse, and things got very bad, and they became slaves, and they were killed, and it was terrible. So even when things are going good, don't be so confident that things are always going to stay good. Realize that also things can turn bad, and therefore we always need to have faith in Hashem. So we need to have faith in Hashem. Whether things are going good, realize that it's not because that's just how things are. Things could turn bad, and we have to constantly pray that things will continue to be good. If things are bad, we need to realize that at any second, things can turn good. And we should realize that every day of our lives, Hashem is watching over us and protecting us. Chag Kasher V'Sameach.